Equality, noun. The state of being equal, especially in status and rights and opportunities. Synonyms: fairness, equal rights, equal opportunities, equity, equity, egalitarianism, and other things. We talk a lot about equality nowadays, but, you know, we all know it's not truly equal nowadays. Many people, minority groups, etc., don't get equal chance as others, such as black people, women, those who immigrated from one country to another. Give me 1 second. Okay, the point is, the world is not equal, and we're trying to make it that way, but we don't know exactly what we're doing to do so.
Yes.
We are the Munchies. I'm Michael.
I'm Austin.
I'm Sophie. Oh,
hey, hit me with the pencil. I'm Darian.
I'm Queen.
I'm Cassidy.
And we're talking about women.
We're talking about women's equality and inequality today.
Women's.
What?
Learn to respect your women.
All right.
Okay, this is a serious topic.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's serious it up.
All right.
Yes, we need to respect
our women. Here we go.
All right, so here's a very depressing one to start this out with. The global average cost of a slave, which is like a woman or girl, is around $90. Which
for
there
a
are
woman?
Yeah.
Wow. $90.
Which there are approximately 20 to 30 million slaves in the world.
What?
Wow.
By the way, we're doing general facts right now, but oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is general. It's just all around.
So that's all around.
Right.
That is
it's
really
with the G.
62 million girls are denied education all over the world. Which
are we all?
What?
Yeah, apparently we all are saying.
Okay.
Yes, we are. Hold on. Here, you read this.
Okay.
Oh no, that one's more Middle East. Go with it.
Go with it.
Okay.
Go with it.
All right. So, American women serving in Iraq or Afghanistan are more likely to be raped by a comrade than killed by an enemy.
Wow. Is that it?
That's all for the global
facts.
Okay,
that's all for global facts.
Can
okay,
I find
you wanna, yeah, you want to discuss?
Yes. What was the first fact?
So,
the first one was the average cost of slaves is $90, and there are approximately 20 to 30 million slaves in the world today.
Wow.
That's sad.
For $90, I mean, come on.
I mean, that's less than buying yourself an iPhone.
They
should
be getting
sold. How about no being
they should be getting
sold.
Sold.
They don't get
period.
Sold at all. That's
period.
A good thing to
we
start
should,
with.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
That's not.
I'd pay to have special ops that just run around and shoot people with tasers
I think
in the leg.
Have
to
I think.
I agree with you
100%.
I didn't hear you.
Everybody should be free.
Yeah, well, duh, but you know.
Everybody's worth more.
But it's not happening. That's
I know.
So
what do you think? What do you think the intro was for? I told you that it's not happening.
Anyway, though.
Anyway,
people
let's continue
who are doing
on.
That should be locked up.
Yes.
That they
Amy,
are gonna
they
get locked up if they're found. It's
locked
not like
caught.
If they're caught, they're gonna get locked up. It's just not
well,
like.
Well, duh.
Hey,
what do you
yeah,
think?
Let me,
they should be
what do you
locked
think?
Up.
Now, here's the thing with that. What do you think? How do you think they should be found? How do you think? I'm trying to think of words to do this.
They should be punished.
They should be punished, not punished.
I'm not telling you how they should be punished.
How should it be easier to find this or stop this from happening?
How should it be easier or how would it be easier?
How would it be easier to
stop
this?
Be like old England and have officers.
Exactly. So
because they drug up a lot of the
I'm just putting that out there.
But like a lot of the women they get drugged up and so it's hard for them to be able to speak. Can you not? The camera can hear you.
He can't.
The
camera. Wait, camera.
All right. Shh.
All right. So, are we getting on to
we
like
gotta stop
more?
Stop talking. No.
Are we gonna go specific?
Not localized. Whoa. More specific facts. Yes.
I mean, we can if you want to.
I mean, that's probably
it
the best opportunity.
Guys,
hold on.
We're up here.
Let's talk until
I wanted to talk.
Whoa.
I kind of wanted
okay,
to talk.
Okay, now we can talk.
I wanted to talk about the. Sorry. I wanted to talk about the women. The women not having education one. That's really sad because if women don't have enough education, then we can't have a second opinion. Like it, so the education is needed for like women to get more into government and stuff like that. And if we don't have like a second if it's all men in the government and, or like men in these big jobs, then I think it won't. We won't have a second opinion.
All right, I want these women to have the same educational rights as others, because when I grow up and I settle down and I have my children, I don't want my son having better opportunities than my daughter. I want both of them to be better than me equally. Mm-hmm. And I want them to... You gonna say something?
You can finish.
I want them to have a successful life.
Okay, so this is a global fact. 16 million girls primary school's age will never get the chance to read or learn how to write.
Yeah, that goes along.
And that's pretty sad.
That goes along with the education.
Everybody should know, you know.
All right.
Why?
All right. Now should we go on to...
Brother, can you spare some oats?
Please.
All right, on to our more
localized
area.
No, specific facts.
Specific facts. All right, who wants to start?
How about you?
Latin America. All right. Women in Latin America earn between 60% and 90% of the average man's income. Also, of the 40,000 sexually exploited children in Venezuela, 78% are girls ranging between the ages of 8 to 17. Women in Latin America earn between 60%. Also, up to 40% of women have been victims of violence at some point in their lives in Latin America.
Wow.
Ace.
Oh, dang.
Dang.
8 to 17.
Okay.
That's a large jump.
That is a... Yeah.
Don't say that. You just brought something to my mind that's messed up.
Should I go next?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the U.S. So this is a very... one that you hear very commonly. Women today are being paid 83 cents... for every dollar a man earns, and that has apparently barely changed in the past, in over a decade, and that's, for me to hear that, that's really, like, sad to hear that, like, women don't have the same, don't make the same income as a man making, doing the same job.
Part of the fact of that...
You're doing equal work, I feel like.
No, that's the thing. See, women are more likely to take days off and less likely to do overtime, so that kind of comes into play along with that. But then again, they still don't get paid like men do in certain jobs. So some of it's overbloated, but a lot of it isn't.
No, I think the problem is that there would be two people doing the same job, same amount of work, same effort putting into it, and yet based on their gender is based on how much they're getting paid.
That's, we have to go to the next one.
All right, are we just going to a different track?
Yeah, because
we're... Yeah, who's next?
She's next.
Okay, I had Europe, and I said...
8%.
What?
She's in
Europe.
You're trying to force someone to...
8% of women are married before the age of 18.
That's it.
8% of women. Okay.
I don't know. I have some other stuff.
Before the
that's
age of
8.
Well, it's still 8%.
Yeah, and that's
8 out of every 100 people.
Terrible.
How many people are in this school?
Responsibility that
a lot.
And who's next?
How many people are in this school?
No clue.
Good question.
I think... I don't know. It's probably over 200.
Oh, yeah.
It's like over 100 that women are forced into marriage when they don't want to be in
fine, then
yeah,
that's like...
With somebody who they don't even know part of the time.
That yeah, that's...
With somebody who they have no relationship with. That's man. Wrong.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's basically saying 80 people in
next?
Our school could have been those who were married under
what?
18. I'm talking about statistics.
All right, anyways. So, next person.
Me, okay. Africa. 71% of women in Ethiopia have reported physical and or sexual violence by an intimate partner.
Okay, an intimate partner.
Now discuss.
Kinky.
So, 80%. No, but that's 80% out of all intimate women. So that's pretty.
That means.
That's like.
That means you need to pick. That means your boyfriend's being a bit too harsh. But they shouldn't do that. They shouldn't do that. Don't.
I know
that. Especially if you're close, don't take advantage of women like that.
Yeah.
Don't take advantage at all.
I agree.
Don't take
advantage of
some it. People are just screwed up in the head.
Yeah.
And they need that illness. Checked out.
And they think they need authority
they
over
have
something and have control
tricks
over something
to get their
in
sick
their
sick
life.
Kicks off.
If they
yeah.
happened in the past, make them hit women, these all right. stuff. You know?
They didn't get enough calls. All
right.
They kept making fun of their moms.
I'm sorry, serious
next all topic,
right.
please.
All right. So in the Middle East, 37% of Arab women have experienced some form of violence in their life, and 14% of Arab girls are married under the age of 18.
That's horrible.
That's so terrible.
And that's
oh,
sad.
That's bad. No.
It is.
And
I like how you're your own hype man. Just like
all right. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Should we just move?
I have to do mine.
Yeah, go on to Asia.
In past traditions, which a lot of people know as past traditions, when there was a child law, like a law of you can only have so many children, women, there would be femicide of infant babies. If
babies.
Yeah, babies. Because they think that women is the lesser of the two genders, and they want men. Also, hold on, let me pull up my factoroni. As many as 30% of Asian women report to being domestically abused, etc., and it all goes back with a lot of traditional things that used to happen, where the men was like, oh, well, I'm the breadwinner, I'm the one who got the house, and you need to listen to me because you're in my house, so I am the boss. One of my other facts I have and here is that due to, like, the subpar treatment of women in Asia, there's, like, around... 500 to 150,000 miscarriages a year.
Oof.
Did you say oof?
Oof.
Yeah. Anyways, we need to get to questions. We might have to just leave it as questions for everyone to think of.
How about we kind
of discuss
of? Because our
we
thing was mostly...
Questions!
Anyways.
So, I have a question.
Okay, share your question, Darian.
So, as people, we are all born, raised, and we die equally. We are all the same. But then why do we treat each other differently?
Very
power.
Deep.
It's our own ego.
Power. It's all right. It's power.
Ego.
All right. Ego and power. All right.
Ego
next
and
question.
Power are the ones
who... No, you get ego from having power.
Okay.
If you don't have power, you
well,
don't
well, then they go together.
You can have
perfect.
An ego without
perfect.
Having power.
They go together.
What right. person has no power but
oh
within
God,
the
stop.
All right. Anyways. Next question. Should I go? Okay.
Sure.
My
sure.
question. My question is.
You got 10
eight,
seconds, mate.
Seven.
I thought of.
Five.
Oh
Okay, I guess we gotta wrap it up. What problems do you think we can resolve if women have the same power as men? And we're gonna have to wrap it up there. So, I'll leave you with that question to think of.
That's bad.